So, good morning. What time is it? I don't know. Let me look. 11:21. So, yes, it's still morning. Okay, good. On Thursday, March the 8th, 2018. Counting down to Pi Day here in the United States. It won't be as close as it was last year, but it'll be 3.14 in a few days. I'm trying to figure out what pie I want. I'm leaning toward apple, but I could be persuaded to go with cherry or peach. Just saying. At any rate, I missed yesterday. I stood up twice to go up for my walk, and then it was, the first time I did it, it was like 12 degrees Fahrenheit. And I was like, maybe I'll wait and see if it warms up a little bit. And then the second time I stood up to go, I realized I didn't really have time because I had a dentist appointment at 11 o'clock. And I had like 20 minutes. So I was, by the time I got back from the dentist appointment, it was afternoon. And so yesterday was a scrub. Sorry about that. In other news, betas. Want to be a beta? Get in touch with me. You can either leave a comment on this post on nathanlowell.com/TOMW. Drop me an email at nathan.lowell@gmail.com. I'll make sure if you leave a comment on the post that you leave me a correct email address. And, I'm looking for feedback in 3 or 4 days. Ideally, let's see, today's Thursday. Ideally by Monday. I got some things that I'm looking for. I'm waiting to see if anybody picks them up. Basically, the assignment is the same, just the story work. If you find pieces that are a little iffy, let me know what those are. Don't bother with typos. I'll say that again. Don't bother with typos. Well, I appreciate them. That's not what the purpose of a beta read, at least a beta read for me, is. I don't want you to fill out any big questionnaires. I don't want to ask any complicated questions. It's basically, does the story work? Yes. If it doesn't work, a little clue as to why it doesn't work would be good. It's like, what didn't work? This character wouldn't do that, or there's a plot hole you can drive Lois McKendrick through, anything like that. Betas. And I've got the kernel of the story for Home Run. Not entirely, but pretty much scoped. Those of you in the Golden Age of Solar Clipper Facebook group probably saw the post. That's not actually going to be the book, because while it sounded good in my head, it felt wrong in my gut. So I posted it to see if anybody would come back to me with, not really, we'll trust you to write it, but it's not really the story we'd expect. And that was exactly my sense of it. While it might have been a more, and I use the term very loosely and without any sort of denigration, a more commercial kind of story, it's also the kind of story that's out there multiple times already. Not exactly the right story. But I've got Home Run pretty well scoped out. I spent a couple of days, the last couple of days, between formatting and communicating with others, putting together what we call a free write, where I just sort of sit down with an open word processing document and write everything I think about the story, everything I want to do, everything that needs to happen in this book, this next book, in order to close the trilogy out and get things ready in my head so that I can do By Darkness Forged. I have to say, I'll know better when I actually sit down and try to do to write to an outline. But the free write really helped me bring the story together. So while I don't know exactly what's going to happen, I know the things that sort of need to happen. I got like five basic plot lines that I'm going to weave together in this book, I hope. And do it a lot more effectively than I might have done it in the past. For a single plotline story, you know, pantsing is fine. When you start talking about, okay, we got this plot that involves Zoya and her grandparents, and we've got this plot that involves Natalia and her father, and we've got this plot that involves some other stuff that they're doing together, and we've got this problem that everybody has to come together to solve, and yeah, it got a little bit, it's getting a little bit hairy. So I'm working on an outline, a 40 sentence outline, which is probably only going to come in around 29 or maybe 30. I've got, I'm sort of arranging things in a beat sheet so that the beats of the story, the pieces of the story that have to be there to make it a real engaging story. You know, I'm using it as a rough outline. I'm not using it as a recipe. But it does help me in terms of finding the places where, okay, this has to happen at this point in the book. This has to happen in that point of the book. It doesn't do me any good to have the conclusion in the first chapter. It doesn't do me any good to have the beginning at the end. And while I wouldn't, under normal circumstances, I wouldn't do that, the finer points of, okay, where, what does the middle of Act 2 actually look like? I'm actually following a suggestion that I picked up at the Smarter Artists Summit, which was breaking Act 2, which by itself is 50% of the book, generally, into two equal-sized acts. So it's a four-act rather than a three-act, although the dramatic pieces are basically four acts, three acts, where we make the transition from the mundane world into Act 2, which is the magical world or the world of the story. And then the transition from Act 2 to Act 3, which is the conclusion of the story. And the return to the mundane world. Or what passes for the mundane world, and to record the changes at that point that have happened to the characters. So those pieces are all pieces that I've always done by the seat of my pants before. This will be the first time where I've actually had some sort of idea about what I wanted those things to be before I actually sat down to write the first line. I don't know what the first line's going to be. At this point, I'm trying to get enough building blocks put together in a way that I can assemble them to make a story that does what I want it to do. I'm struggling with a theme. I'm struggling with what the theme of this should be. I have themes for all the Ishmael Wong books. They all have themes. And I have the themes usually before I begin. And I haven't had a theme for any of the Smuggler's Tales. Themes emerged, but I didn't really have any up front. I'm struggling with, I got four or five that I think would apply here. From the very mundane, you can't go home again, to we all need something to believe in. We'll see, I don't know. I don't know if any of them will come to fruit, or if I'll actually try to weave a couple of them together to see what happens, or I just leave them percolating in the back of my mind and see what story develops and what themes emerge from it once it's done. So I'm quite excited, enthusiastic even. I'm not exactly sold on this process, but without this process, I'd still be floundering around in Suicide Run instead of sending out betas this afternoon. So yeah, I've seen a little bit of success with it. Let's see if I can take it to the next level. Get ready, Monkpole. Say it with me. Which is a little late for me to encourage you to say it with me since I'd already said it. Anyway, moving on. Still trudging. I need to go home and find some food. I'm so hungry. Hungry hippo. I had a bagel early this morning, and I was very careful to be very quiet because my wife was getting some much-needed rest, and that last thing I wanted to do was thrash around in the kitchen before she got up. So now it's lunchtime, and I'm ready for food. I don't know what, I'll ask her what she would like to have. I'll probably make a sandwich of some flavor. Beautiful morning, I'll give it that. Holy cow. I just noticed this guy walking toward me in his t-shirt. I'm wearing a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a windbreaker. It's plenty warm, let me tell you. Good morning. I've got to stop walking along hunched over. So, yes, I will not be going to Balticon this year. It's creating a conflict that I need to resolve, and the only solution I have for resolving it is to cancel Balticon. I have notified the programming committee that I can't do it. And I've told them why, but I haven't told anybody else. I'm waiting for the dust to settle. And we'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure I know the outcome. When you have an election and only one person runs, generally that person wins. It only takes one vote. So the probability is very high that I'm probably going to have other duties that I need to take care of that conflict with Balticon, so we'll see how it works. I also have to put out, oh my god, I forgot about that. I have to put together a proposal for a presentation, Recommend Gold. And I really want to get it done before the end of the week, and today's Thursday. Because there'll be a big clot of proposals that come in at the last minute. Which reminds me, I have not seen any of them. I'm supposed to be on the committee, the program selection committee. And I haven't seen any proposals come my way. Well, I'll have to get my poop in a group and get this thing hauling ass today. I really do want to finish this outline before I tackle something new, but the reality is publishing, getting this outline together is probably going to have to take a couple of days. As much as I'd like to have it done today, the reality is that I've already had two ideas that I need to incorporate in my morning walk here this morning. So giving it a little extra time to percolate is probably not a terrible idea. With any luck, I don't want to say it, I don't want to jinx it. All I'll say is that I really need to get Home Run done and out. I can't take a year to publish the next book. Suicide Run will probably be ready for the end of April. I've notified Karen. So she's expecting it, but she has to fit it in now. I've I've delayed so long. I promised this to her in September. And I've delayed so often now that she's got problems in terms of fitting it in. But I know she'll do what she can. I owe a little extra money because it went over 100,000 words. That's okay. It's not a lot over. I think I told 117,000, but I think it's only 107,000. Or will be by the time she gets it, because I know there's pieces of it that are a little verbose. Yeah, 7,000 words at 3 cents a page is 210 bucks. So, not a biggie. I've already paid her for most of the book anyway. So I don't have to cough that up when I'm done. When she's done. And I don't know if where home run is going to come in. I don't know if it's going to come in at closer to 100 or closer to 80. 80 to 120 is my sweet spot. I like that. I like that slot. I like 90 to 100. 90 to 110, even better, a narrower window to shoot for. But somebody was asking the question, how long should an ebook be? And my reply was, you have exactly enough words to start from the beginning of the story and tell the story through to the end. Not a word more, not a word less. Which amused the questioner. It's a different question. I think the reality was that she's actually asking a different question, not how many words your story have, but what do I call a story that has so many words in it? So I spewed back the nebula formula and noted that for romance, actually, novels are generally quite a lot shorter. 60 to 80 is not uncommon, particularly these days, but for a very long time, Harlequin romance was publishing novels that were in the 50 to 80 range, 50 to 60 range, 50 to 70 range probably, but relatively short. And YA is in that same space slot. I don't know exactly why, because YA heavy YA readers don't care whether it's 100 or 60. I suppose people put them out at 60 because that means they can write another book and sell that. Of course, you can't really charge top dollar for a short book. Or if you can do more of them and get them out quicker, then something that at a reduced price isn't too bad. The other thing I want to do this year, before the year's out, is get Ishmael Huang, the Lois McKendrick years, bundled up. And Ishmael Huang, After the Academy, bundled up, and sell 3-book bundles for $9.99. I don't expect a lot of people will buy them, but I think perhaps the Kindle Unlimited people might be willing to spring for a 3-book set. Particularly as I'm releasing new books, and they begin to learn about Golden Age of the Solar Clipper, this would be an easy way. Cheap way for them to buy 3 books for the price of 2. And it's old backlist. It's books that aren't really moving that well individually anymore anyway. I don't know. I have two minds about it because I know when I find a series that's like in book 9, I'll pull a sample of book 1. If I like book 1, even if there's a box set, I will probably buy individual books just because too often, series that have run that long fall into the, well, it looks like I have to write the next book in the series trap, rather than, oh good, I've got another story I want to tell in this universe, which is always my philosophy about it. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.